High pressure is building in nicely behind the system that brought the unsettled weather to our region earlier this week. Skies have cleared out, and we are enjoying a good amount of sunshine today across the region, and temperatures are responding nicely, climbing through the 30s and into the lower 40s at the midday hour. Some high clouds are starting to stream in to the Niagara frontier and pushing toward the Finger Lakes region. This is in advance of the next system. So gradually we'll have an increase in high to mid-level clouds as we head through the afternoon hours, and temperatures will climb a bit more into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs. The next disturbance, mainly a moisture-starved low-pressure center along with a cold front, will approach the region tonight. We do run the risk of a few scattered rain showers overnight. Out ahead of this system, temperatures will be on the milder side and stay above freezing in most locations for overnight lows in the middle and upper 30s. That front will push through during the first half of the day on Friday with a few scattered rain showers. Then the wind will turn to the northwest behind it and become gusty. Temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 40s prior to the front passing through, then drop back through the 40s in the afternoon on that northwest breeze. With that northwest wind flow, we do run the risk of a few scattered flurries or snow showers by the end of the day on Friday. We'll be in between systems on Saturday, giving us an opportunity to dry out to start the weekend, and we'll even have a fair amount of sunshine on Saturday morning. Like today, clouds will tend to increase, though, in the afternoon, and high temperatures will be in the lower 40s. The next disturbance looks a bit more potent and have a bit more moisture to work with, so clouds will thicken up on Saturday night, and we run the risk of some rain and snow, especially for the first half of the day on Sunday. The best chance of snow and rain right now look to be in the hills and mountains south of I-90. High temperatures on Sunday will be near the 40-degree mark. A ridge of high pressure will build in for the early part of next week, keeping it dry on Monday and Tuesday with a nice warming trend through the 40s. Another front will blast through on Wednesday, so while it will be mild to begin the day, it'll turn windy and colder later on in the afternoon with scattered rain and snow showers, and right now Thanksgiving Day looks blustery and cool. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level low tracking across the southwest and into the central Rockies will provide ample lift and instability to help generate moderate to heavy precipitation, primarily in the form of snow, in the areas of elevated terrain. Meanwhile, low pressure traveling along a sprawling cold front over the southern tier of the country will provide the focus for scattered to widespread rain that'll track across the southern and central plains, lower Mississippi Valley, and into the Tennessee Valley by this weekend. Daily totals of 1 to 2 inches of rain are expected, along with an increased potential for flash flooding, and the Weather Prediction Center has put out a marginal risk for excessive rainfall across portions of the South through Sunday morning. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with highs in the lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers by the end of the day and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low 30, the record high 70 set in 1931, and the record low 7 in 1879. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m., sunset this evening 4:28 p.m., 9 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Thickening clouds tonight with rain showers developing, possibly some sleet in the mountains, and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds with a few rain showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Thickening clouds with showers likely tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Thickening clouds with showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds with showers likely tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds and rain showers, then breezy and turning cooler in the afternoon, perhaps a few flurries in the mountains. Temperatures reaching the upper 40s before falling later in the day. Sunshine on Saturday, giving way to increasing clouds, lower 40s. A good chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday, especially in the morning, perhaps some wet snow in the mountains, Catskills, and Berkshires, with high temperatures around 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Tuesday, and a chance of rain, perhaps some snow on the tail end of the next system on Wednesday, with temperatures in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.